Blog Talk Radio.
Darling, come here, fuck me up.
We're going to be talking about the penis. We'll be talking about the vagina. And we will definitely be spending a lot of time talking about masturbation.
And a fantastical afternoon. Sebastian Blick with you. For half an hour of insanity on the other side of the looking glass. Welcome to my world. Today we're talking about buns. I saw a thing about buns, and I couldn't help but go off about it. It's one of those things, buns. These people they can't figure out what to call them, and they're a fucking bun. It's a bun. It's simple. It's very, very, it's a very simple thing. You look at it, and it's a bun. Or a roll. I mean, it's there's nothing more to it, and they're coming up with all these crazy ass names for it, and I just want to look at them and go, it's been around for if not thousands of years. It's a bun. It's a roll. You fucking fool. Why would you call it something that it isn't? I mean, I'm sorry, that just doesn't make any sense to me. If you want to give me a holler and tell me that I'm absolutely out of my mind, batshit crazy, that's fine. 657-383-1226. You can give me a holler. I always welcome those things. Oh, my. I'm sorry, Alexa. Go back to sleep. Go to sleep. There you go. She has a tendency to pick up everything that I say. I must be on some kind of a list somewhere because they want to know what I'm talking about or something. I don't know. I'm not really sure. It happens all the time. And it's this thing that I get all of a sudden out of nowhere. She just decides to come on and listen to me. And it surprises me every time because all of a sudden I'm just sitting there doing my thing, whatever, if I'm on the show, doing whatever, and out of nowhere, she just decides to click on and say hello, basically, and make her presence known. So I have to have a conversation with her and what's funny about it is, if you say you're sorry, it will shut off. She will just go to sleep. She'll go back to sleep if you tell her sorry. And that's all you have to say. And that's what I think's really funny is, you know, she's smart enough to know that you screwed up there, fool. You get to tell me you're sorry. And I find it quite funny. It's just it cracks me up. I don't know. It's one of those things that as a crazy person, when you look at it, you're like, why is this thing listening to me? And you know, they call you a conspiracy theorist, but well, how much of it is there when it's listening to you that closely? Because I don't even call her name sometimes and she comes on. Tell me that's not a little strange. 657-383-1226. Give me a holler. Tell me things that you've had happen with your person on the phone and or the one that runs your lights in your house. I haven't gone to that whole theory yet of, you know, picking up and putting the lights and the heater and the locks and everything else, you know, in the hands of some, you know, random, you know, thing out there that's taking care of business, so to speak. You know, it kind of freaks me out that all of a sudden, you know, your refrigerator could be turned off on you. You come home, you know, and you've pissed off your, you know, home system and it's decided to turn off your refrigerator and turn on your oven and, you know, try to microwave the cat, you know, wait until it walks by and then the Roomba closes the door on the cat. You know, in the microwave. So I worry about these things because it's entirely possible because Roombas are scary too. They're not necessarily AI'd yet, but I guarantee you at some point there's going to be a Roomba upgrade and the Roomba's going to be like, you know, self-aware and it'll be like, excuse me, please, when it comes up on your feet, you know, and you like piss yourself because your, you know, vacuum cleaner's talking to you and shit. That, to me, that's kind of an odd situation. It really is. 24 minutes left in the show. Sebastian Blick with you. 657-383-1226 if you dare. I always am here. You can always say hi. And I might even play the theme song just because it's, you know, it's naughty and it makes people go, oh my God, I can't believe he played that. And it's funny. I enjoy it. That's why the show's rated R, kids. Because we talk about everything. Buns. Like those buns, they wouldn't even classify to me as a nice pair of buns in your hand, like, you know, for a hamburger, you know, when you get those, you know, the nice big round buns. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Oh, not necessarily those kind. Okay, wrong kind of buns. I was a little confused. I don't have chat open on the Blog Talk side, but over on the CS side, I do. If you are a member, you can always log on over there and say hello. You can also hit me up on Facebook. I have Messenger open if you want to say hi and not necessarily call in on the show. That's always an option. I always allow any way that you want to get a hold of me, say hi, ask questions. Tell me I'm over the top, over the edge, something's wrong with me, I need help. I've actually had people do that. I had one person tell me that I really should consider going in for some professional assistance. Professional assistance. I wondered about that one for a while, and I you know, I questioned it. I was like, well, professional assistance, I mean, that can mean a lot of different things. I mean, that could be a doctor, that could be a psych, that could be, I mean, that could be an enema guy. That could, you know what I mean? You look a little bloated. You look a little bloated around the edges there, G. Why don't you go in and get you a colon cleanse, one of those, you know, one of those deep colon wash things they do. I don't understand that one either. When somebody sticks a garden hose up your crack and lays into it with, you know, 30 pounds of fucking raw pressure, I don't understand I understand the theory behind it, clear you out, clean you out and whatnot, but wow, holy cats, that's just pretty intense. I mean, yeah, when you think about it, because these cats don't play around. I've seen the bags of water they use on this shit, and they stick a hose up in there, and it's not like a small hose either. You know, it's kind of, it's a cross between, I don't know, a garden hose and something that you would, you know, I don't know, thrash around, those little things that you use to get the play things in the front yard that would whip around, then they'd slap you in the arm and they'd hurt like hell. So it was kind of like that, kind of that material almost even. So yeah, I don't know. I just don't get it. I just don't. So, and then this fucking, if someone please, 657-383-1226, call me and inform me. Fill me in on this fucking Tiki Challenge stupidity. I don't get it, don't understand it, never really, I don't even watch the video with the sound turned up. I just see these morons jumping out of their car, making heart signs and making this and that, and some of them getting hit, you know, whether it be by, 90% of them are, you know, the special effects guys being funny, but I don't even know the song, don't even know what it means, don't have a fucking clue. Let me know, 657-383-1226. I'm clueless on this one and I need help. I mean, I have, you know, people that I turn to and confer for this stuff on staff, but they have yet to inform me and they laugh at me and usually run away giggling when I talk about it. So if you want to let me in on this shit, I'm more than game to hear it because I do not understand it. Because just from watching it on the outset, these people are taking a risk of falling on their ass for one. Because I've seen several of them that are of greater stature, let's say. And the chances of them doing a sideways you know, gallivant next to a moving vehicle and actually he's maintaining the standing position kind of makes me nervous. I don't think that that's necessarily a possible option sometimes. So all I can do is look at it and go, yeah, that looks a little scary to me. And aside from the fact that, you know, you got some guy doing that and you know, all of a sudden, well, you know, Tonto, he slips out and trips and falls and somebody runs him over. I can understand tuck and roll if you're being chased by the popo. I mean, drop it like it's hot and shit. That's the, you know, that's run like hell. Do what you got to do, I suppose. But randomly just jumping out of a car and making heart signs and flashing all these cutesy little signs to some popularized little song, I'm not sure I'm buying that one. I don't know. If you've got a difference of opinion and you can tell me exactly what it is, what's the hard on about the whole situation, that's what I want to know. 657-383-1226. Give me a holler. It'll pop up on my little switchboard and I'll say, well, hello, welcome to my show. And I'll even use the radio voice if you'd like. It befuddled me. And the bun thing just floored me too. I'm like, I looked at it and I'm like, it looks like a King's Hawaiian bun, you fools. It's real simple. It's not, there's not a big, you know, guessing game to this shit. You get them at drive-thrus all the time. Go to, you know, go to KFC. I mean, they have biscuits. You know, you want to compare them to something. It's a roll. It's not a biscuit. It's not anything other than that. So, I mean, wow. Get a grip, kids. We got bigger fish to fry. Fuck. Think about it. 657-383-1226. You can always tell me I'm batshit crazy. That's always an option. And if you're a friend or a follower on Facebook, even better, you can always tell me I'm batshit crazy that way. That's always another way to do it. I don't mind. I've been told that most of my life, and the abnormality has finally completely made itself present, as they say in the Matrix. The anomaly has completely made itself known, and, you know, that's just the way of it. And it's the who and the what and the how and the why of why I am. So, you know. 657-383-1226. 17 minutes left in the show. Saw the greatest, currently the greatest live performance I've ever seen in my life this weekend. Brendon Urie, Panic at the Disco. If you have not seen it or haven't gotten a chance to get tickets to go see it, I'm just going to say this once, and I'm going to say it loud, and I'm going to say it proud. You'd better fucking get them, because it does not matter what kind of music you like. You will dance. You will sing. You will cry. You will laugh. It's just one of the best live performances I've ever seen. And Green Day was fabulous. I absolutely love Green Day. Don't get me wrong. Fantastic stage show. But Brendon walks out on stage basically after his timer clock ticks down to zero and does not stop for the entire set. He may stop to giggle once or twice. He may disappear off stage for a minute to get a drink of water. But for the most part, the man does not stop. It is a non-stop thrill ride, and the show itself visually is absolutely impressive. So if you get a chance, you should because when live concerts are amazing in themselves, but to see something as extreme as Panic at the Disco's stage show, it's amazing. Just I cannot swoon enough about it. 15 minutes left in the show. Sebastian Blick with you, hanging out, doing my thing on the other side of the looking glass. what the hell's going on with you people? 657-383-1226 or over on Facebook, you can hit me, Sebastian.Blick1. Say hi or post an emoji or a GIF or a meme or whatever. It doesn't matter. You can always post one on my wall. Say hi, whatever. I don't care. I love it. It doesn't bother me. I have fun with it. And as long as somebody gets a giggle out of me in a day, I feel pretty satisfied about things. It's just the way it works. And you've noticed, if any of you who listen to the show regularly noticed, is not one of my regular words currently. Thank you very much. It was this hypnosis program that I did over on YouTube, and it was pretty intense. Is not there. Occasionally when I throw it in there, is in there. But is out of the vocabulary because of the hypnosis training, and it actually worked, but it was one of those ones that most people don't necessarily do because it's kind of out there. You know, it's a little strange, but that's okay. You know, it was born Yo Midgets, and yeah, I won't go into detail. It was unusual. It was strange, and I think that there was something somewhat voodooistic and magical about the situation. So, but it helped me, you know, with my problem. So, 99 problems and ain't one. How's that? 13 minutes left in the show, Sebastian Wolfgang, Tiberius Blick. I've decided that the Wolfgang just works too well, and it's in honor of Castle Wolfenstein from way back in the day. Those of you who played 8-bit, you know, 8, 16, 32-bit games, you know, Wolfenstein was just all that and a bag of Fritos. So... if you get a chance, live shows, you should go see them. And they say that if you see, the more of them you see, you actually increase your lifespan. So I intend on attending as many as I possibly can because I'm going to live forever. It's that weird, sick part of me. But, you know, that's the way it works. Secret show number 3, 12 minutes left. Spring Vegas. It's hotter than shit today, guys. It's one of those days that you want to stay inside. It does feel like Las Vegas, except Las Vegas has dry heat. You know, they say it's got dry heat. We have that dry heat. It's 129 degrees outside, but it's dry heat. Okay, G. It's still fucking hot. Just saying, I'm just going to lay this out here. It's still fucking hot enough that when you drop a piece of something on the sidewalk, it melts immediately. You drop an egg on the sidewalk, it fries as if it were in a pan. If you put butter under it, you can flip that sumbitch over and eat it. Hot makes no difference, wet, dry, you know, conductive, convective, makes no shit to me. Hot is hot. And I don't mind it being warm and you know, hot. Hot is, it's okay, because I would rather be warm and be able to take off clothing than freezing my nuts off and having to fucking pile on 85,000 layers of clothes. Now, I understand there are places in the world that you do have to do that during the wintertime. And there are some things that I would sacrifice for said situation of putting on clothing and being extremely warm. There are reasons. There are plenty of reasons to do that sort of thing. So I would, you know, in a heartbeat. My promotions department just woke up. She walked by and said, "Hey, meow, hello." My actual promotions department should be home here in a little bit. And she's amazing because she listens to some of the show and looks at me and goes, "What the fuck is wrong with you?" I got a caller coming in. This is absolutely hysterically funny. Hang on just a second. Hey, and you're live on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fantabulous.
Well, that's amazing.
What's going on today?
Not much, just listening to you talk.
Listening to him ramble aimlessly through the air. So what do you think of the bun thing?
It's a roll.
It's a roll? I said the same thing. I looked at it and I was like, it's a fucking roll. Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of different breads in my life, and that was the first time I've ever seen one that looks, you know, and have an argument over it. I'm like, how do you have an argument over this piece of bread? It's not
exactly
arguable.
Exactly, and depending on the size of it, like you said, it could be a bun, you know, the King's Hawaiian roll. But, you know, if it's smaller, it's a roll, it could be a bun, but nothing other than that.
A slider, even. It's slider bun.
A slider.
You know? Yeah. You know, I'm just looking at this and I'm going, we have bigger fish to fry in the universe. These people are arguing about buns. I'm like, really? I like big butts, but I, you know, and I cannot lie. You know? I just look at it that way. These people are like arguing about buns. I'm like, really? I wonder how they wake up who decides this shit?
I guess the freaks out there in Facebook land.
I mean, is there a wheel of stupid or that goes off? If somebody comes up, they wake up and it's the wheel of stupid shit. And they just spin the wheel and it's like, okay, today I get to start the stupid shit and today it's buns.
Hey, maybe you should start a wheel of stupid shit.
Hey, that could be fun. We could start. Well, I have an actual a plot brewing in the back of my mind, and it's. I started talking to a couple of friends of mine that this is going to be like the event of the century, I think.
Well, I think
as he
maybe
hit,
tomorrow I'm going to wake up and start a wheel of stupid shit.
The wheel of stupid shit sounds absolutely fabulous. And it, tell you what, start it on the WonderWorks page. Like, just start it or on my personal page, either one. And we'll play. This sounds like fun to me. And we'll pass it along as kind of a traditional thing. We'll come up with somebody else gets the stupid shit daily.
That sounds awesome.
My wife
tomorrow
is in Facebook,
look
Gail.
Out for the wheel of stupid shit.
That's right. We will begin the wheel of stupid shit. And my wife, I think, is supposed to be out of Facebook jail, I think, tomorrow. I think tomorrow, if not the day after. And I asked her, I said, are you going to do what everybody else does and create a fake profile? And she goes, no, because it's too damn hard to invite all the people that I know. And it makes sense. You know what I mean? You're making a completely new profile and you have to invite all of these people again.
Well, she just needs
and then
to
keep
make
track
a,
of it.
She just needs to make a profile, don't invite the people, and then she can post stupid shit on that one and not get into Facebook's jail on her other one.
Ah, gotcha. Post all of the nasty and all of the crazy and all of the silly shit on one, and the one that's the fake, quote-unquote, fake profile.
Exactly.
Yeah, they questioned me one time. They actually sent me a letter and asked me, are you Sebastian Blick? And I said, look at every fucking email that I have. Every single email says Sebastian Blick. Yes, I am. You know? I just basically was like, if you want to check it, go look at every email address I own. The only one that's different, I actually own two other email addresses. One of them was Zippy1, and one of them was Odie, and that was way back in the days of BBS before the intranet or interweb was even famous. That's right, I'm that old.
Well, send my love to Ba and take care, and I'm going to let you go finish up your last 5 minutes.
I will. Thank you very much for giving us a shout, and have a fucking blicktastic afternoon. And I look forward to the wheel of stupid.
All righty. Take care. Bye.
Right. Bye. I absolutely love it when people call in. 5 minutes left in the show, live and in your face from Spring, Vegas, Missouri. 657-383-1226 is the number. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tattoo it to your friend's dog's butt. And then they'll wonder what 657-383-1226 really means when they walk around and they look at it and they go, what the hell? The dog's pooping and it's this number. There's a number around the dog's butt. Why? I think that would be funny. I mean, because they say, you know, put the booze in the fridge. My wife sends me a message from work. It must have been a rough day. Put the booze in the fridge. She may be locked out in Facebook jail, but by God, Messenger sure works. And thank you, Miss Angie, for holler. I think it's Angie. It may be Brian. And if it is Brian, happy birthday, sir. Happy birthday. I'm not going to send you my junk in the mail. I'm not. Because it seems to be an acceptable behavior to send naked body parts in mail. It's just the way of it. I think I might send him, like, I don't know, midget mud wrestlers or something. I think that would be a good one. I don't know. Hang on, I have to answer with a heart. There we go. Oh, damn, it didn't take. Shit. There we go. And thank you very much for calling in. I absolutely appreciate it. 3 minutes left in this show. 657-383-1226. I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Old school, that's the way I roll. I'm sorry. I didn't want to get in trouble for having Muzak on in the background, so I actually stopped my music. But for the last of the show, I'm turning it on. So there, a little bit of Brendan, a little bit of Panic, 2 minutes of the show. Give me shit. Give me shit, please. I want to get some shit for it. Fuck. Crazy Equals Genius. One of the better songs of the night. Fucking just, the man doesn't stop and he's full of absolute energy. And I mean, he's just absolutely incredibly crazy. And the crowd gets up, sings, dances, but half of them sit down because you're just in awe. You're in awe of the situation, of what's going on, because it's just that impressive. I'm getting dinged all over the place. Thank you. Happy hump day to you, too. It is hump day, which coming up this weekend is going to be Camp Fest. There's going to be camping going on. Friday night, I think we're actually gonna go down and camp and do karaoke. So for those of you who know, it's Friday night. Coming up on the 90-second mark, 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the show. Tattoo it to your cat, your kid, whatever it may be, your forehead if you need to. 657-383-1226, Sebastian Blick, Crazy Equals Genius, I'm an arsonist. I'm a rocket scientist. That's right. And I don't give up. Brendan has given me new inspiration for life and to take on every challenge. 60 seconds, she tells me. She's such an aggressive lady. I tell you what. I'm Sebastian Blick. Hang in there. Do your thing. Be who you gotta be, because that's the only way there is to be, the only life you have. Live it to the fullest. Jump in both feet. And love your neighbors. That's the only thing that we got left. We got to hang in there with each other. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. She's going to give me 30 seconds in my ear. Hang on a second. It's one of those things. God, annoying little broad. So do what you do. Be who you're going to be. And hang in there, really. And until next time, Sebastian Tiberius Wolfgang Blick, doing that thing that I do, being a crazy genius. Do it.
Darling, come here. Fuck.
We're going to be talking about the penis. We'll be talking about the vagina. And we will definitely be spending a lot of time.